Welcome back to Tea Time with Tara. Your girl, Slippery Wet.
What up? This is Tara.
The Steve-O with the Bevo.
All right. So we want to talk about some funny things that happen in our lifetime. And just to think about some of the things that we really experienced and how funny our life was at certain times. So I'm going to start with one night, a bunch of us went out. And we hung out at this club. We used to hang out at this Jamaican club. We hung out at this club, and it was six of us. So we called ourselves going to a diner the next morning. And while we at the diner, we walk in, and you know there's construction workers working, and we looking all cute and stuff, looking like the night before, because we really just coming from the club.
That's all old fat.
And when I tell you, you couldn't tell us we weren't cute, and we had one of our homegirls with us that had on white. She happened to have on white. So the construction workers are working. They stop cracking up the ground to check us out. You know, a bunch of pretty women coming through. Next thing you know, the one that had white on, she slipped. And the way we were walking two behind each other. So when the one that fell went down, the homegirl that was walking with her kept walking like she was walking by herself the whole time. And here we go, coming up behind, we kept walking too like we weren't even with her. But what I tell you, it was funny. It was one of those moments that if you even knew what our night was like, how we ended up where we was going, to that, that made our night.
All right, so my turn. I remember a while ago, it was like summertime, and I was talking to this girl that I knew. I forgot what we was talking about. And now that I'm about to tell y'all, listen, this is really not even fucking funny, but it's still a memory that I won't forget. She got this little crop top. She thinks she cute. It's summertime. It's hot. Do you, mama? We talking, and all of a sudden, something fell out on the ground. So she looked at me. I looked at her. So it was lime green. Comes and fell out. She had her padded bra inside thing fell out her goddamn bra. I was like, oh my God, you got me. She's like, Tara, oh my God, that's my pads and my bra. I said, eat. I said, damn, your titties that small or is your bra too big? Because your pad to your bra should not fall out, champ.
But that is funny.
I mean, how do you talk to somebody in mind you got a tank top on? And your shit just blatantly, it just drops out of nowhere. Boom. Like, you gotta be kidding me. All right.
Good thing it was you and not a dude.
It's facts. Steve-O?
Okay. It was one day. Okay. I was in high school. So, we had like a rubber apartment. Like, you know, so it was like aunt and uncle, that was my room. So, me thinking like, oh, coast is clear. And I start to masturbate.
So, you know what?
Damn. Talking about off topic, Slippery. Damn.
So,
go ahead.
I'm really about to go, like, you know, about to finish. My mom walks in, so I throw the cover on her. I throw the cover on myself, and I'm like, she's talking to me. I'm twitching, like, yeah, I'm twitching.
Yeah, I'm dying.
And she says, "Steven, what's going on with you?" I'm like, I got a Charlie horse.
Yo, speaking of that, yo, check this shit out, y'all. I call Shonda one day, right? I'm calling her phone. Da 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 da. She not answering. I'm dumb bored. It's the weekend. My daughter not here. I'm calling her. So she finally called me back. About like a half an hour later. She was like, hello. I was like, what the fuck was you doing? She was like, I had a Charlie horse. I said, Shonda. I said, what she's doing? She was like, nothing. I said, she said, oh, just sitting here with my boyfriend. I said, so, bitch, that's why you didn't answer the phone, and you gonna tell me you had a Charlie horse? Yo, we were dying, like, fucking dying, but, yeah, that really made it. That was random. All right, I'm Slippery.
I'm sorry.
Slippery, your turn.
Okay, I have another moment that I thought was really funny in my lifetime. So when I was in high school, I was a cheerleader. And my boyfriend at the time went to a different high school. And he was like the star on the basketball team. So, you know, I was the captain on the cheerleader squad. He was the star of the basketball team, and that was our rival game. So, you know, it's time for us to go on the floor, and everybody thinking they cute, you know. Here I go doing some cartwheels, and me and one of the other cheerleaders ran into each other in the air, and we both hit the floor. You talking about an embarrassing moment? That was so embarrassing, but what was so funny was she got up. I sat my ass down to act like I twisted my ankle. I made the coaches come carry me off.
I know, that's right. Everything. All right.
I was like, I remember them feel sorry for me. They laugh at me.
That's crazy. I remember one day, I think it was two summers ago. And I had this really, 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 really long ponytail in my hair. It was the longest ponytail ever. But my day was like so bad. I mean, it was a beautiful day. It was summertime, like maybe May, June, because the school buses was directly across the street from me. So I get out of my car. I'm mad. I just had a mad day. I don't know. I was just highly upset. So I get out of my car on the driver's side, and I'm parked on the right side of the street. So when I got out the car, you know, you still be out the side of facing the street. That's why I don't smoke weed, because you hear the shit I'm talking about. So anyway, so I get out the fucking car, and I go, like, to the back of the car. I don't walk around where the hood is at. I go to the back of the car to go around and get on the sidewalk. I don't know why I took the long way instead of going around, you know, the hood and boom, but anyway. So, I get out the car. I get to the back passenger door, like behind the driver, I get to that door right there, and maybe I took like one or two steps and my head yanked back, and my motherfucking ponytail was in the motherfucking door. It was like 9 school buses across the fucking street from me, and all I had on was a wig cap. Oh my God. My day. Yo, my nigga, like, my day could not get any worse. So now I go, I have to unlock the door because my shit is really slammed in the door. So I'm trying to duck. Like, I'm ducking. Oh, wow. Cars is passing me by. So I'm sitting there, I put my cap on, and these little kids is looking at me. So I gave them both the middle finger. What the fuck y'all looking at? I was so mad. I went home. I said, I will never, ever. I don't know how them females do it. Them long ponytails, they're cute. But see, them bitches must don't have a car. There's no way you can have a car with a ponytail that long.
Then
not even that, you know, little kids are fucking assholes sometimes.
They
was looking at me like they seen Santa Claus, but oh, hair, like, is that a real hair? And then here I am in the fucking sun, bright yellow, with a wig cap on, a wig cap, and my fucking hair is blowing in the wind in the door.
Oh,
that shit, I swear to God, I say to myself, why? I don't know what I did in life, but this shit will never end. That was the most embarrassing.
If I think in your past life, you must have been a prankster.
I must have been.
You must have pulled pranks on people or something.
I must have been in special ed. I had to be in special ed. There's no way you. How do you slam your hand in the door though? And that's how long the ponytail was. I really passed the second. I was almost to the trunk. I was almost to the trunk of my car. That's how long my hair was.
I bet you wouldn't do that again.
I bet you. I bet you. All my wigs got combs now. Fuck that. The motherfucker got combs, clips, Barbie pins. What if I was on a hot date with the man of my dreams?
Oh, like, God, that's gonna be embarrassing.
Well, that's when you would have known if he loved you.
Well, I bet you if we get out of my car, I bet you he would have found the nearest bus to fuck back home. If you can't accept me and my wig cap, bitch.
Oh,
And little kids, I fucking hate them. Yeah, they probably see you. And you know what? They probably see me all the time. Like, that's the girl who hair came off. Like,
right.
And you know, you.
Sarah, do you remember when we were looking out the window eating?
Here we go. Here we go.
With the peanut butter.
Me and Rashida waited up. Yo, it was a bakery across the street. Me and Rashida, like, we waited till, like, they brought the fresh bread in around 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. We go across the street. We get our little butter roll, whatever we got. Go ahead, Rashida. Tell them what we did. So we go get our bakery. We waited up all night. Now I'm on the 4th floor of an apartment, 4 in. And every flight, to get to my door, we had 3 long flights. There was 13 steps of flight straight. So me and Rashida, I don't even know how Rashida got me in the window. But what happened, Rashida?
We were looking out the window, and we were talking. And all of a sudden, somebody's butter roll
dropped.
Slash peanut butter and jelly.
Dropped. I waited up until 3 o'clock in the motherfucking morning to get that butter roll. Yo, me and Rashida in the window, and my butter roll drops was laugh. And you should have seen all the birds. All the birds swooped to my butt. If I lived on the ground floor, I swear to God, I would have got my butter roll. Do you think Rashida was... She ain't offer me a piece. She
times were hard, and we stayed up all night.
We did, and we got all the way out the 4th floor. The birds, so I could even, yo... I could have had a chance if I, you know, probably was a little skinny. I probably would have made it. I looked at, pow, bang. Oh, I could have jumped out the window, but them birds...
I don't know why I eat off the ground.
We waited up for them hot cross buns to come in.
What?
Yes. All right, Steve-O, your turn.
I have a lot of bird stories. No, one bird story. I remember I was sick. No, I didn't know when I was going to be home, so I had to come out. I had to pee so bad.
You've been
bad.
Masturbating again. You were masturbating.
No, I had to pee so bad. So, like, no, it was home. I knew no, it was a home. It was just pitch black. And then, like, the way my living room was set up, like, you can literally, when you walk in, you can see and the bathroom door's open, you can see
everything.
Like, everything. So, I threw my bag in the living room floor. I'm sitting down peeing. All of a sudden, my mother walks to the front door. And she's like, Steven, why are you saying
that? Why you always got caught doing dumb shit, though?
I don't know.
Why you always got caught with the Johnson hanging out?
What you say? What you say, Sheena?
Why you always get caught with the Johnson
hanging out? I know.
And she's like, what are you doing sitting down peeing? I'm like,
You were sitting down?
Oh, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, I'm like, I do this sometimes. And all she did was shake her head and go in my room. She had nothing to say. Like,
oh my God.
I was so embarrassed.
I thought that was an interesting moment.
Because I thought no one was going to be home. So I'm like, I'm good. I just peed the door wide open. And, like, she walked it off.
Shit.
I'm over it.
All right, your turn. Let's go. Your
handcuffs. I'm going to send you my handcuffs.
Your turn, Slippery. Give us a story.
Okay, let's see. What about what about the time that we walked all the way from where was that place at?
At Act three. That's
Nareed.
How long was that walk? That's Nareed and White Plains Road.
Okay, all the way to
Yonkers.
That was an experience. And I had on these black patent leather boots. By the time we got home, I had no taps on the bottom.
They were flip-flops.
Oh my God.
When I tell you some of the things that we did while we were young.
What about that time when that person shrimped on the tub?
We're not even going to talk about the shrimp.
Yo, I remember one time, right, Steve-O, me and Rashida playing a game of, me and this girl named Rashida, we playing a game of Scrabble. And, so, you know how it's this person go. So I'm waiting there, you know, I'm chilling, you know, watching TV, music on, I'm chilling. Time goes like 15 minutes later, and I'm thinking this chick is looking at her letters. So I'm like, damn, what the fuck? I looked over, they were asleep. Sleep. So I'm sitting there playing the game.
Watching the cows jump over the moon, honey.
All right, Steve, we'll give us a memory lane.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. This is embarrassing. Well, it's kind of embarrassing. So, I think I was like in middle school. So, you know, we sitting, you know, I think it was like Echo and Go, one of those. Sitting there, so this kid, he was going around hitting people in class. So, he went and hit me. So, I went to go run after him. All of a sudden, I saw a ceiling because I slipped on a piece of paper, landed flat on my back, and like I was so embarrassed. All I did was laugh, and everybody was laughing at me because I was on my back. Like, it was like a
complete. That's crazy. That was, yeah, you know, that should remind me of not to cut you off, slippery the nose you go. I remember one time years ago, I went swimming. We was upstate, and I mean, I was a teenager. Couldn't tell me I was the shit. Bathing suit was fresh. Had my hair done. There was some hotties with the bodies in there. Niggas is looking good. I'm like, all right, what the fuck? All right. Jump in the motherfucking pool. All my braids was flowing right beside me. Every fucking last one of them. Oh my gosh. It was like 40 braids in the pool. Nothing. Oh. No, that, just it. Just here. What? I ran out.
That's OD.
Like, why would you do that to me? Why would my braids fall out? Like, who? That's not that funny, though.
Me too.
That's not that.
That shit's embarrassing. What the fuck?
I went in there like, here come me, I step up, murderer. I was jamming. Me, I got my little prancing, put my little arms out and diving. All them motherfuckers was floating. I thought, I didn't know what it was at first. I was like, oh, that's...
Yo, that is sad. I'm sorry, that is sad.
I'm over it.
Yo, I'm telling you, this shit only happens to me, I swear.
And you know what's so funny? If the people that listen know you, they would know that everything you're saying is the truth.
It's because you made up.
I was with one of my friends one day, and me and my friend was we were at this store in Getty Square shopping. And we had her son with us, and we wondering why this lady following us around the store. We looking to see what is she following us for. This lady had a whole nickname for my homegirl's son and everything. We didn't know that his father was dealing with the lady on the low. So the little boy was around. He was around the lady all the time. And we didn't even know that, but it was that was like a moment where we looked at each other like, "What the hell's going on? How in the world?"
What she said? What did she say his name was?
Nene.
And who the fuck is Nene?
Who the fuck is Nene?
Who the fuck?
That was the question.
Yo, that was the question. That was the question of the day. Who the fuck is Nene?
Who the fuck is Nene? Nene.
I'm going shit be crazy as fuck, yo.
Man, some of the things that we experienced.
Yo.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed. And I mean, you if you want, you can leave in the comments maybe something that you did that was funny.
Right.
Or a memory that you had that you would want to share. Just for people to see that everyone did something or experienced something.
Or embarrassed themselves, something.
Right. But there's something that's going to stick with you that you can feel free to share with us.
That's a fact. And that's it, right?
That's it. We'll talk to you later.